Passage 1. About the World Bank. The World Bank is a vital source of financial and technical assistance to developing countries around the world. We are not a bank in the common sense. We are made up of two unique development institutions, owned by 185 member countries: the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, IBRD, and the International Development Association, IDA. Each institution plays a different but collaborative role to advance the vision of an inclusive and sustainable globalization. The IBRD focuses on middle-income and credit-worthy poor countries, while IDA focuses on the poorest countries in the world. Together, we provide low-interest loans, interest-free credits, and grants to developing countries for a wide array of purposes that include investments in education, health, infrastructure, transportation, etc. Since inception in 1944, the World Bank has expanded from a single institution to a closely associated group of five development institutions. Our mission evolved from the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development as facilitator of post-war reconstruction and development to the present-day mandate of worldwide poverty alleviation, in close coordination with our affiliate, the International Development Association, and other members of the World Bank Group, the International Finance Corporation, the Multilateral Guarantee Agency, and the International Center for the Settlement of Investment Disputes. Once we had a homogeneous staff of engineers and financial analysts based solely in Washington, D.C., today we have a multidisciplinary and diverse staff that includes economists, public policy experts, sector experts, and social scientists, and now more than a third of our staff is based in country offices. Reconstruction remains an important part of our work. However, the global challenges in the world compel us to focus on poverty reduction and sustainable growth in the poorest countries, especially in Africa, solutions to the special challenges of post-conflict countries and fragile states, development solutions with customized services as well as financing for middle-income countries, regional and global issues that cross national borders, climate change, infectious diseases and trade, greater development and opportunity in the Arab world, and pulling together the best global knowledge to support development. At today's World Bank, poverty reduction through an inclusive and sustainable globalization remains the overarching goal of all our work. There are more than 63,000 donor-funded development projects worldwide, each governed by countless demands, guidelines, and procedures designed to protect the project and ensure that aid gets to the poor. Experience shows that capacity in developing countries can be improved and strengthened quickly when donors better coordinate their activities and harmonize their procedures. The World Bank works with other international institutions and donors, the private sector, civil society, and professional and academic associations to improve the coordination of aid policies and practices in countries at the regional level and at the global level. The World Bank Operations. The World Bank's two closely affiliated entities, the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development and the International Development Association, provide low or no interest loans, credits, and grants to countries that have unfavorable or no access to international credit markets. Unlike other financial institutions, we do not operate for profit. The IBRD is market-based, and we use our high credit rating to pass the low interest on to our borrowers, developing countries. We pay for our own operating costs, since we don't look to outside sources to furnish funds for overhead. So where does the money come from to operate the World Bank, and how do we use the funds to carry out our mission? Fund generation. IBRD lending to developing countries is primarily financed by selling AAA-rated bonds in the world's financial markets. While IBRD earns a small margin on this lending, the greater proportion of its income comes from lending out its own capital. The capital consists of reserves built up over the years and money paid in from the bank's 185 member country shareholders. IBRD's income also pays for World Bank operating expenses and has contributed to IDA in debt relief. IDA is the world's largest source of interest-free loans and grant assistance to the poorest countries. IDA's funds are replenished every 3 years by 40 donor countries. Additional funds are regenerated through repayments of loan principal on 35 to 40 year, no interest loans, which are then available for re-lending. IDA accounts for more than 40% of our lending. Loans. Through the IBRD and IDA, we offer two basic types of loans and credits: investment operations and development policy operations. Countries use investment operations for goods, works, and services in support of economic and social development projects in a broad range of economic and social sectors. Development policy operations, formerly known as adjustment loans, provide quick disbursing financing to support a country's policy and institutional reforms. Each borrower's project proposal is assessed to ensure that the project is economically, financially, socially, and environmentally sound. During the loan negotiations, the bank and the borrower agree on the development objectives, outputs, performance indicators, and implementation plan, as well as a loan disbursement schedule. While we supervise the implementation of each loan and evaluate its results, the borrower implements the project or program according to the agreed terms. As more than 30% of our staff is based in over 100 country offices worldwide, 3/4 of outstanding loans are managed by country directors, located away from the World Bank offices in Washington. IDA long-term loans, credits, are interest-free, but do carry a small service charge of 0.75% on funds paid out. IDA commitment fees range from 0 to 0.5% on undisbursed credit balances. For the financial year 2006, commitment fees have been set at 0.3%. For complete information about IBRD financial products, services, lending rates, and charges, please visit the World Bank Treasury website. Treasury is at the heart of IBRD's borrowing and lending operations, and also performs treasury functions for other members of the World Bank Group. Trust funds and grants. Direct World Bank grants to civil society organizations emphasize broad-based stakeholder participation and development, and aim to strengthen the voice and influence of poor and marginalized groups in the development process. IDA grants, which are either funded directly or managed through partnerships, have been used to relieve the debt burden of heavily indebted poor countries, improve sanitation and water supplies, support vaccination and immunization programs to reduce the incidence of communicable diseases like malaria, combat the HIV/AIDS pandemic, support civil society organizations, create initiatives to cut the emission of greenhouse gases. Analytic and advisory services. While we are best known as a financier, another of our roles is to provide analysis, advice, and information to our member countries, so they can deliver the lasting economic and social improvements their people need. We do this in various ways. One is through economic research and data collection on broad issues, such as the environment, poverty, trade, and globalization. Another is through country-specific, non-lending activities, such as economic and sector work, where we evaluate a country's economic prospects by examining its banking systems and financial markets, as well as trade, infrastructure, poverty and social safety net issues, for example. We also draw upon the resources of our knowledge bank to educate clients so they can equip themselves to solve their development problems and promote economic growth. By knowledge bank, we mean the wealth of contacts, knowledge, information, and experience we've acquired over the years, country by country and project by project, in our development work. Our ultimate aim is to encourage the knowledge revolution in developing countries.